Bridgewater has been going along as a town in Massachusetts for more than 350 years, but it is now so broke that it has closed the local public library. Tonight, Bridgewater residents are meeting to decide what else to do without. From WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Even after 6-year-old Devin Welch slides a dozen hardcovers into the book deposit outside Bridgewater's public library, he can still remember each title.
The Shining Princess, Stink and the Stinkiest Shoes in the World.
He read them all. His father, Rashad, is troubled that they're returning these books, but can no longer check any out.
We got a lot of books. And my kids like to read. I like to read to them as much as I can. But, you know, we're going to have to work around it.
Working around things is what residents here may have to get used to. To balance its budget, the town may also close its senior center and lay off up to 7 police officers. Also on the chopping block, one of the town's 2 ambulances.
Bridgewater Fire, what is the emergency?
Yes, there's a baby that fell in the pool next door. I'm 30 Stephanie Lane. It's on the same side of the street.
Oh, what's the baby doing?
I'm not there.
Okay, on the way.
2 weeks ago, town emergency responders saved a drowning baby, but Fire Chief George Rogers says there will be fewer such rescues if he's forced to cut costs.
We had the resources in place that night, and that's why we had a good outcome, to be quite honest with you. People need to realize that we're a department worthy of their investment, and they need us.
But they also need to save money. Like many states, Massachusetts caps how much cities and towns can raise their taxes each year. If a community wants to go over the limit, the public has to vote okay. Bridgewater officials asked for an extra $2 million this year. Residents said no. So now the town may have to lay off a third of its employees. It's a revenue reality check that has many in this town of 25,000 singing the blues. On a bright blue Saturday recently, a band belted out tunes at Bridgewater's annual festival to celebrate the season. Fall is turning the maples and oaks that lined these once colonial streets into a fulgent fire. Town resident Rick Cox said he's saddened that residents would not open their wallets a little wider.
I don't like paying taxes, but with kids, you know what I mean? I need a town to run smooth. I want to feel safe, you know? And those are the things I think that we're going to lose out on in the long run.
But others make no apologies for voting down the tax increase.
Something's got to give.
In her biker t-shirt and knockoff Chanel sunglasses, Suzanne Feeney says she is sick and tired of town officials coming back year after year for a blank check.
I'm not going to pretend that I know how to run a town, but I know how to run a household. And I know what I make an hour, and I know what my husband makes, and we spend what we have. You can't run to your boss and say, okay, I've overspent here. I need more money. It's not the way it works. You get a cut. It seems pretty simple to me.
The simple reality, says Town Councilman Christopher Flynn, is that health care, insurance, and fuel costs have been rising faster than the rate of inflation. That means the town's usual tax increases have not kept up.
People think that they can just have very, very modest tax increases or little bits here and there, and they'll always be able to do what they've always done. And that's not the case.
That's not lost on Bridgewater anymore. Residents here have already made one hard decision, not to raise taxes. Tonight, they'll meet to make another. What services they're willing to do without. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.